blessingsradio.com.
How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
So let me put on some Mac.
I love the way you strip the game to these young brothers and Macs out there, man. Tell it how it is, how you
dealing
with the female.
Let me give y'all a good game.
If the eyes of the devil is for your life, you must order the post of Pat Packers, and you've got the order right.
But I digress.
Get there.
One, two. I remember when we first met, I fell in love with the sex. Pinkies on my titties, bite marks on my neck. Wifey, like next, but now you get vexed. And in the last 6 months, see, you lost respect. You don't call when you hang out, no ball with the range out. Act all wild in the mall when the bang out. Shit, nigga, you don't know who I be. Instead of flipping on me, get a J-O-B.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show, and I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite, and I'm broadcasting live from New York City. It's about, what time is it right now? It's about 4 o'clock in the morning, New York time. I am jet lagged. I'm in a real mellow mood, tired as hell, but I got a chop-up game with my players. I got to get up in the morning and do a few radio and television interviews. If you guys catch this broadcast right now, check me out. I'm going to be on Angela Yee's show on Shade 45. That's Sirius Satellite FM. I'll be doing that at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And I will be on Fox News at 12 noon Eastern Time. And I will put up the stream for those who will not be able to watch it, because I know a lot of you will be at work right now. But I'm going to flow from the survivor scrolls. And look, people, you got 2 days left to get your discount tickets to come join me this Saturday at the Florence Gould Theater. The game is going to be heavy at the Florence Gould Theater this Saturday, July 10th. Get your discount tickets at maclessons.com or maclessonsradio.com. The game is going to be heavy, people. The game is going to be extremely heavy. It's going to be a nice crowd, man. A lot of folks are coming. It's the talk of the town. It's going to be a hot, hot night. I'm vibing out here in New York, man. Also, man, my photographers. I need a photographer to come on down Saturday night to be our official photographer. Y'all hit me up, man. If you are a photographer, you got a nice fly camera, I get you a couple of free tickets to come on in. Hit me up at the email at info@tariqelite.com. info@tariqelite.com. That is my email. Now let me put on some Mackin music real quick. Let me put on me some Mackin music so I can spit from the survivor scrolls. But I'm out here in New York, man. I love New York. I've always loved coming out to New York. There's a real hustle vibe out here in New York, man. That hustle spirit. Lovely young ladies out here. The women are absolutely beautiful in New York. I love these beautiful down-to-earth women. I love it. They got a lot of these cute little herbal tea women out here, too. I like some of those herbal tea women. But like I said, I've done shows about these herbal tea girls, and you got to watch them. You gotta watch those herbal tea chicks. There's a lot of extra baggage that comes with these herbal tea chicks. Years ago, I had an herbal tea chick from New York. Real cute, all natural, all that old shit. But she was a little bit too artsy. She's one of those extra artistic females who wanted me to be into her artistic, creative side. And I'm like, I'm just trying to ride this ass. I'm not trying to sit up and look at your paintings or hear your poems or sniff your incense. You dig what I'm saying? Sometimes you just want to hit it. You don't want all that extra baggage. And this chick would do poems, and then she wrote me a poem. I'm like, oh my God. One time I went over to her house, she's like, hey, Tariq, I wrote a poem about you. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm trying not to let her say it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You want to hear it? I'm like, oh, I guess so. Okay. She's like, as Tariq sips my ambrosia. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I don't be going down on women I don't know. Now, damn all that. You know, I don't know what no damn ambrosia is, but I guarantee you I don't sip it. So you gotta watch those herbal tea women. See, a lot of those herbal tea women, they're undercover freaks. That's the good thing about them. A lot of those herbal tea chicks, they're undercover freaks. And go back and listen to the show I did about those fake bohemian chicks. Now, not all of the herbal tea bohemian chicks are not fake. Like I said before, a lot of them use that bohemian herbal tea vibe to justify being weed heads. But there are some genuine ones out here. But most herbal tea, incense, lighting, poem reading females are always freaks. That's the good thing about those chicks. I love that. Have you ever had an herbal tea chick cock block you? I had an herbal tea chick I was messing with, and she had a friend, and her friend was an herbal tea chick, but her friend was kind of cock blocking a little bit. And there was a whole weird vibe going on with these girls. I went over to the girl's house, I'm chilling, then her friend comes over, and they had this little lesbian vibe going on. Like, clearly they've eaten each other out at one point or another by some of the little subliminals they're throwing at each other. And her homegirl steps to me. She's like, so Tariq, how long have you known Lil Tasty? I'm like, who in the hell is Lil Tasty? So, oh, that's Brenda. That's my little nickname for her. I'm like, okay, so y'all got nicknames for each other? I mean, damn. Yeah, that's like my sister. Yeah, we're real close like that. And they're like looking at each other all funny, and I'm like, okay. And then both of them start reading poems. It's bad enough when one herbal tea chick is trying to read you poems. I had both of these bras trying to read poems. They stood up, they like, let's show you our poem, Tariq. And I'm like, oh, they sitting up here looking like a broke-ass floor tree. And I'm sitting here listening to this bullshit. And the chick I'm trying to bang, she's reciting a poem, and the other chick is singing. She was like, to the game, I will stay true. And the other chick, true. I'm like, man, I'm about to go home. This is some bullshit right here. I'm cool as hell. But I digress. I'm just ranting. But the point is, there's a lot of these fine herbal tea chicks running around Manhattan, and I love it. That's my point. Today, what I want to talk about, people, I want to talk about, and this is going to be a quick show today, people. I want to talk about the estrogen spirit that has inundated a lot of young men in our society as of late. But before I get into that, let me read a quick email from one of my listeners. This is my boy MDZ out of Atlanta. What's up, MDZ? MDZ sent me an email. He said, Tariq, there's this girl that I'm vibing with. We've been going out, and I like her, and I'm thinking about making her my girlfriend. We've been talking about relationships, and she told me that she was 80% certain that she wanted to be in a relationship. But now all of a sudden, she's acting a little weird. She has done a completely 180. She's not calling back like she should. Her vibe is a little more standoffish. What's the deal? What can I do to get everything back on track? So MDZ, now let's go back to the statement she made about being 80% certain that she wants to be in a relationship. Now that's a very whack answer for a woman to give somebody. I'm 80% certain that I want to be with you. Just think about that statement. Think about how whack that is. That's a very whack-ass comment to make. Because if you're down with somebody, you either in or you're not. You're down or you're not. You want to be with them or you don't want to be with them. It's no 80% I want to be with you. That's a BS answer. And you know why it's a whack answer, MDZ? It's a whack answer because really it's a whack question to ask a female. Because you must have asked that woman, would she like to be in a relationship, for her to give you such a whack answer. Asking a woman to be in a relationship is a whack question. You never ask a woman to be in a relationship. That sounds kind of simpish when you do that. Hey, would you be my girlfriend? That's something you do when you're in the fourth grade. If you like me, Check yes. If you don't check no, you do that in high school, players. When you on your grown man game, you just assume that the female is down for your game. You always assume that the female is down for your ism, for your mouthpiece, for the game you're spitting at her. You don't try to win a woman over. Y'all got to stop trying to win these women over. You got to be thorough with your game. Let that woman know that you're the dominant one. You tell her, look, I'm going to make you my lady. You have to say something like that. You got to have that kind of vibe. You got to step to them like that. But never ask a woman a question that would warrant such a whack answer. Does that make sense to all my players? I hope it does. Okay, now let's get into this thing about the estrogen spirit that's in a lot of these men. There are generally reverse gender roles going on in our society, especially in the black community. The gender roles have been reversed. I was doing a Ustream show earlier, and somebody asked me, why are a lot of sisters masculine? Why do a lot of sisters have masculine characteristics? They're not just sisters, but a lot of sisters and a lot of other women get masculine characteristics for two reasons. One, many women get more masculine when they get older because they get certain responsibilities that a man would have to take on. They get more so-called masculine responsibilities, whereas a younger woman will get taken care of, so to speak. But an older woman has to worry about bills and rent and mortgages, and the stress and strain masculinizes the exterior to a certain degree. Also, when women are younger and they have masculine characteristics, the women are women who are not being completed by the male seed. These are women who have gone without a man for a long time. And I've talked about this in many of the shows. Women who do not have a man, or women who go a long time without a man, they start taking on those masculine characteristics, these domineering characteristics. And then eventually they start getting their scat on. If you notice, man, if you go in the black community, you see a lot of studs, man. And if you put a glass up to a door, you hear a lot of this. You hear a lot of scatting going on in the black female community, because a lot of women are not getting that masculine seed. They're not getting upgraded. They're not getting completed with masculine games. So they try to complete themselves in a masculine way. A masculine spirit goes over them. That's why you have women talking about, I'm the mama and the daddy. That type of nonsense. But I digress. But let me talk about these dudes, because the same dynamic applies to a lot of these guys out here. Right now, there's a lot of young men with a very estrogenized spirit about themselves. A lot of young men, and I've talked about the moist movement and all that, and it seemingly has gotten worse, because as I look at things online and I chop up game with a lot of younger dudes and I see a lot of younger cats out and about, that feminine estrogenized vibe is getting stronger. I was at the barber shop in Los Angeles a couple of days ago, and I saw a pretty attractive sister come in there. She was about 39, 40 years old. She had a son who was about, I would say, about 12 or 13. And this dude was dressed so moist. This dude had skinny jeans on, skin tight, sagging. It was very embarrassing. You could just tell there was not a father nowhere in sight. No father in his right mind would let his son go out the house like that. You can tell that there was no father at all. No male influence at all. And this is very common in neighborhoods now. We see all this moist, estrogen-laced behavior with a lot of young men in our community right now. there's several reasons because of this. One reason is because a lot of young men, because the black community has become so matriarchal, a lot of men, all they do is hang around women most of the time, getting that estrogen spirit. They hang around their moms all the time. They hang around their grandmothers all the time. They hang around their sisters all the time. They hang around their sisters' friends all the time. And they're conditioned socially to be in a matriarchal environment all the time. A lot of these young men, they're forced to go to church. The church is another estrogen-laced society dominated by women. So these young guys, these young boys, these young men, they don't really get to interact with men. These guys will go their whole existence without really interacting with men. The interactions they have with men are other moist dudes or other estrogen-laced dudes. And a lot of these young men, when they get that estrogen spirit on them, they take on feminine characteristics. They get very emotional. A lot of these young men are extremely emotional, crying. They fly off the handle, as we saw with Chris Brown. And that's my brother. I'm not trying to diss my brother. Chris Brown was on TV crying. You get these little Kanye type of dudes crying and running on stage, showing out, acting emotional. You get a lot of that stuff with a lot of our young men out here. Other characteristics is the feminine dress code that we have now. A lot of young men right now are scary acting. They can't man up and deal with a man on a manhood level. They have to hide or they have to run in packs. A lot of them have cowardly characteristics. I've seen several videos recently where guys are out kicking it, then all of a sudden somebody gets sucker punched. I've seen about 4 or 5 videos like this where guys are just hanging out, then all of a sudden the dude just socks him in the mouth or somebody hits him from behind. That's some estrogen shit right there. That's an estrogen spirit. For that to even be common back in the day, you couldn't do nothing like that. That was a no-no. You just couldn't sucker punch nobody. If the word got out that you sucker punched somebody, you would be a target for being such a punk ass. So stuff like this has become the norm. And another characteristic, a lot of young men have become irresponsible. They don't know how to handle business. They're flaky. They're indecisive. They follow these women around. See, all of these characteristics are indicative of feminine estrogen energy. The roles have been reversed, and there are other scientific reasons as well. I mean, there's a lot of estrogen in water supplies in certain cities. That has an effect. There's estrogen in black hair care products. A lot of folks don't know that. There's a lot of estrogen that they put in black hair care products. You guys look that up. And a lot of these dudes be using their mama's hair care products, because these dudes be having braids and baby hair, and these dudes be putting in pink oil moisturizer. You feel what I'm saying? So there's a lot of stuff going on out here, man. We got to get these dudes out of that estrogenized energy. We got to get that estrogenized spirit off these dudes. And like I said, man, everything in our social environment is feminized. So a lot of guys, a lot of young men, they don't have nowhere to go for anything really masculine. There's nothing masculine on television. What's masculine on television? The only masculine programming is sports, and that's seasonal. But everything else is feminized, catered to women, and guys are forced to have to sit up and look at this, or just not look at television at all. Just name me one masculine show. I can't think of any. You know, you have Dancing with the Stars, that's moist. All these little gossip shows. I mean, I don't know of any really masculine shows for men. maybe there are, but they're so far in between, they're not even that notable. And look at the movies that we have out now. Even the movies have this estrogen spirit that they're lacing these cats with. I mean, this is summertime right now. Usually the summer has masculine blockbusters. Look at the movies that's out now. The movies that's out right now is a movie called Night and Day with Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise. I saw it. It was kind of whack. Another movie, The Last Airbender, about a moist little bald-head boy with superpowers and karate skills. Moist. And in the top movie is Twilight, the new Twilight movie. So is there a wonder why there's so much estrogen floating around here in the game? We have to rebuke this estrogen spirit. We got to get that estrogen spirit off these dudes. We got movies about moist vampires that shimmer in the daytime. And we wonder why we got cats out here with skinny jeans and they booty cracks showing and they got baby hair and arched eyebrows. And I'm not going to beat up on the moist dudes because I've done a lot of shows talking about the moist behavior. But I'm just saying, let's look at it from a realistic, social, and even scientific standpoint. Man, we got to get that energy off these dudes so they can man up. That's why I named my lecture tour the Man Up Tour. So all my New Yorkers, all my East Coast people, if you're anywhere close to the East Coast, close to New York, come on out Saturday. Chop up game with me. The manhood game is going to be on point. If you have teenage sons, bring your teenage sons. Single mothers, get your sons out of them churches and bring them on up there to see me and chop up game and be around some real players so they can get some real masculine game. Because it's much needed. This is why I do what I do. We got to put some masculinity back in the game. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you moist feminine, do what you do. But there has to be balance. I mean, they're really coming at these young cats with moisture and estrogen everywhere they turn. It's like masculinity is almost a crime now. But we're going to keep the game real mackish, people. Stay on top of your game. Don't let the skinny jeans lure you in. Don't let the moist estrogen ass dudes lure you in. Keep it mackish. Keep it P-I to your D-I. Come see me this Saturday in New York City. Come see me in Atlanta, August 14th, 2010. Get your tickets at maclessonsradio.com. Yo, New York City, I'm in the building. Check me out on TV tomorrow, y'all. I'm glad everybody tuned in. I will holler at you next time. Peace.